Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Six Trends of Zeiting. Five gold trend rings. That is courtesy of super producer Brian Jeffries. We are actually at the fifth day of Christmas, I think, is how the countdown works. It's also, tomorrow is the winter solstice. So get ready to do whatever. Stay inside, I guess. I'm Jack, and that is special guest host, Joel Moni.
Hey, what's up? What a day for the Marvel Defender to be back.
I know. What a pleasure to have the triumphant return of the Marvel Defender here on the day, the Monday after Spider-Man No Way Home found a way to bring it home. If the thing you're bringing home is Bafobio, Joel, you know how I like to talk
so
in
much money,
talking variety lingo, trade mag lingo.
Yes.
But yeah, it made the most of any December movie ever, right?
Third most or most. I had the things up here and now they're gone. But it's a way in winning. Let's just say this: the last four Marvel movies, Spider-Man beat their total box office in its opening weekend.
Damn.
So Disney is very happy. It's a wonderful morning for Disney.
I always root for those guys. I just feel like, you know,
really need it too. They really need our support.
Yeah. Shout out to Disney. So that is kind of the first thing that we're going to talk about. Trending. The first thing trending. Spider-Man No Way Home. Sure. Let's do that. Let's sing today. So you saw it. I did not. So here's one thing that I have that concern I have going in that I want to hear your response to. Like Spider-Man? Come on. That's unrealistic.
Are you kidding?
No. No. So I feel like Marvel movies at their best were like taking other genres and like putting superhero movies in other genres. And then like some of like Eternals, I read a review that was like, oh, this is just a superhero movie. This is just like a DC movie. But then Spider-Man No Way Home, I couldn't tell. It seemed like a lot of portals in the sky, which is always a pet peeve of mine. But it also seems like they were doing some interesting things. And also I was a little worried that, not worried, but like, come on, the Spider-Verse did this. Are you going to acknowledge the great?
It's actually that conversation that I've been waiting to have about the similarities it seems Sony did a lot of like, oh, that really worked in Spider-Verse. Let's just bring it over here, which is frustrating because a lot of this iteration of Peter Parker, it actually comes from the Miles Morales comic books. So, you know, as a stan of Miles Morales, love Miles Morales, it was irksome. I will say that I thoroughly enjoy this version of Peter Parker. He's a lot of fun, and these movies are weirdly some of Marvel's best movies, even though they're technically a Sony project in partnership with the Marvel Studios, which if you're at all interested in the business side of these films, is a really interesting perspective. Amy Pascal, according to IGN this morning, came out and said that she did not want Spider-Man to be a part of the MCU. And apparently she threw a sandwich at Kevin Feige, which, Amy, I don't know, in this day and age, if you want to admit out loud that you're throwing sandwiches at employees, even if they are as high up as Kevin Feige.
Right. Is that an employee or a peer? I feel like that's...
That's fair. That's fair.
I feel like no one's Kevin, like, oh, not have poor the Marvel Kevin. Poor guy. So he doesn't have enough. Yeah. I feel like he's going to be all right.
Sandwiches? Yeah. It's wild. It's, I don't know. The business side of these things is so tricky. Apparently a fourth Spider-Man is in the works, which makes sense after such an incredible opening box office. But I don't believe Holland,
if you will.
Yeah. Yes. I'm sorry. Let me use the correct language. Boffo. But I don't think that Tom Holland has signed on to do those yet.
Oh, he's going to get paid.
On Pop Culture Happy Hour, we were predicting that he was taking his time and using some of those very famous star tactics of like, they're like, oh, were you coming back to do another one? He's like, oh, yeah, I've done as much as I want to with the character. So I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I think he'd be a damn fool. Not to. And listen, if you want absolutely zero spoiler, it's a very light spoiler, but if you want zero, like, skip ahead 15 seconds. The end of this movie does not support that. It doesn't support not having him come back. You could not do a fourth around his. You need him to come back and finish his damn storyline.
Okay.
It is a romance for the ages. To your portals point, Jack, yes, portals exist, but if Doctor Strange is going to be around, there's going to be portals. So I just want you to brace fully for that as we continue along this MCU journey. Portals here to stay. Mm-hmm. I think they're used effectively.
Okay.
Here. If they're Got subtle, it. They're sort of popping in and out. It's a Doctor Strange related thing, so it's not so bad. This is a very contained film. I liken it to like when a writer comes in and does like 6 issues of a comic book, you know, and then bops out. It's like a short, condensed, internal storyline. It takes place over roughly 48 hours. Maybe we tip into 72. It's a very tight space of time. It's condensed. It's powerful. There's truly not a wasted second. Every second, something is happening. And it's interesting, and it's really driving the story emotionally. There's a death. Again, I'm only going very light spoilers. That will destroy you. It will 100%. Like, you can't be a person and have feelings and not be crushed by this. Oh, my God. It's so painful. And then it's so funny and it's so, so, so deep into the lore of Marvel. And again, just a light spoiler, hit that fast forward button if you need it. We get characters from Netflix Marvel series.
Wow. Okay.
And not just characters, but the actors from the Netflix series playing them in the MCU, which means we are now full blown. If Marvel created it since 2009, it is now officially canon in the MCU. Aside from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but since Coulson came from the movies into that series, I say it's pretty much already there. It almost counts, okay? We haven't seen any agents pop up in the MCU yet, but it truly, especially with Secret Invasion coming, to me, it seems like a matter of time. We'll see. Marvel's really doing the damn thing. If you're into like just lore and reading between the lines and these characters, like there's just no end in sight. And Spider-Man is, especially No Way Home, which is sort of a frivolous title, but it doesn't matter. The movie's solid.
Yeah, it's all home stuff, right?
Yeah, they're sticking with home, and it's just it kind of ties in.
We
but
weren't
going
to
really.
Be mad if you didn't. We weren't going to be mad if you didn't stick to it, folks.
Yeah, no, it's folks. It works.
Anytime I say folks, people should know I'm referring to the Marvel, the powers that be at Marvel. I mean, Okay, so here's the my guess, having not seen it, is the death Uncle Ben.
There's actually, no Uncle Ben in this series.
Oh, my bad. I stay in a multiverse, so I'm in. The movie genre it's pulling from appears to be, you know, Nick of Time, the Johnny Depp and Christopher Walken real time vehicle. And that is one of my favorite films of all time. Yeah, so I'm in. This sounds great. And you did a great job selling it. Well, another movie that I feel like we're going to do a great job selling. So a trailer just hit. Whoa. I've never seen a trailer treated quite like just with the embrace. It's like suddenly one of the top things trending on Google, one of the top things trending on Twitter. I just started seeing screen caps from the trailer, like just people using it as like memes. It's called The Northman. Am I pronouncing that right? Is that what
I mean? One assumes Northman. The Northman. Yes.
The Northman. yeah, I think it's The Northman. It's from the director of The Witch. Oh, right. That's how it is.
One Robert Eggers. Yes.
Yeah, one Robert Eggers. The screen cap of Willem Dafoe just looking like smiling, but looking like he's doing like scary.
Truly in his green goblin bag.
Yeah, looking like he's making the face you make before you shine the flashlight up your face when you're like trying to scare someone.
Truly.
And it's got a lot, Joelle.
It's got
violent as hell.
First of all, the very first sounds you hear, if you watch the, if it pops up on social media, they've done this thing with trailers now where they show you a random like 30-second smash cut of a bunch of shots that might be interesting because they know our attention spans are short and we might scroll down before they get into the actual trailer. I really appreciate this few seconds. Other people find it distorts the art of trailer making. You guys can tell me how you feel about it. But like the very first thing they show is just like a sword plunging into a gut. It's like the squish of blood everywhere. And you know, instantly you're like, oh, I'm in for a ride. And then you're like, oh, it's Robert Eggers. That guy loves a filthy person. Okay. Yeah. If you're dirty in his movie, it's about to go down. It's going to be violent and most likely misogynistic and weirdly sexual. And I'm here for all of it. It's so, so good. There's a shot in there. I was telling Jack before we hit record that I've been watching a lot of NBA, like best plays, best steals, best hook shots, best dunks.
Going way back with the hook shots.
All of them. Listen, yeah. Listen, we saw some footage in black and white. These YouTubers are very serious about it. But one Alexander Skarsgård, if you watched True Blood at all, he was the sexy blonde vampire, that one.
He's also the bad husband in Big Little
Lies. Yes. He's sort of been on a run of just playing horrible men, but now he plays like a kid who's coming back to get vengeance in a very Hamlet story line. An uncle killed a father, and now the son must come back and try to reclaim what should have been his in the first place. It's the Lion King, if you will.
Yeah, you did such a better job of watching this. Like, I didn't see the opening thing, didn't notice that he intercepted a spear like you did.
He did. He literally puts his hand out like a best of block and then chucks it back. He makes that basket if he's in basketball. That's how confidently he throws that spear.
And he does say 4-3 when he throws it.
Yeah. So he shouts little... Kobe pretty clearly. he's confident.
Once he hits the guy, he does shout Kobe. LeBron.
Nicole Kidman giving her best Nicole Kidman face, just like half face, killing it. Anya Taylor-Joy is in it. Bjork, I'm pretty sure, plays a witch in this, which is really all I should have said from jump. It should have just been Bjork is playing a Scandinavian witch, and you need to show up to see that. And I think that one of the reasons it's trending is Eggers has created an insane fan base around his films just because they're so well made. The attention to detail. It got sort of like an A24 vibe, even though I don't think he's always releases with A24. I think Lighthouse was. But I don't know if he always releases with A24.
I feel like he might have like transcended A24 at this point. He might be on that. Like,
it wouldn't surprise me if somebody else was like, here's additional money. Like, please come make your movie with us. Right. A24 has everything. Okay. All their movies come with merchandise. It's so wild for a distribution company to be on that level of branding, but I love it. I can't wait for The Northman. I love good violence and I love history movies that are like well-researched and feel like, yes, dramatized, but also sort of like we went back in time and just dropped a camera in and filmed some stuff. Those are my favorite. I am obsessed with The Witch. I could watch it all the time. Black Phillip is truly one of the best villains. So insidious. He's just there lurking in the background, making your parents hate you. That's great.
I also want to just give a quick shout out to Tom Hardy for not being the lead in this, because this is the role that we've seen Tom Hardy in so many times, like angry, very like strong,
Jason
shirtless.
Jason Momoa could also have been cast.
Jason Momoa could have, but Tom Hardy turned it down, or they were just like, you know what? We've seen it from you, Tom.
I feel Skarsgård, like Robert Eggers, like, we need to understand what the lead character is saying. So unfortunately, Tom, I'm going to go with Alex. His enunciation, it's top tier.
Yeah. I think my character should just have a Wickerman helmet on the whole time. Would be Tom's one note about on the script. So you can't see my face. But anyways, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about the candy cane shortage. Oh, no.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
Hey.
And So we talked a couple weeks ago, I think, you know, our writer, J.M. McNabb, viewing things from high up north in Toronto, was like, hey, here's a dumb thing you guys do every year, and pointed out that, like, the Christmas tree shortage this year that people were writing a lot of articles about was actually not real, not a thing. The person who gave us the debunking quote was like, head of Christmas tree growers of America, or, you know, like,
why do people keep doing this?
It's it's just the media creating clickbait, essentially, and they
lazy
know
journalism.
Yeah. Like, and they're you know, shout out to them for taking some time off around the holidays and being like, all right, let's get a candy cane shortage on deck. Anyways, we made fun of, in that article, debunking the Christmas tree shortage, we made fun of the candy cane shortage of 2010. We all remember where we were that year, when, you know, just the candy canes were nowhere to be found. Psych, it didn't happen.
Grandmas were throwing punches in the aisles. It was exactly. Violent.
Actually didn't happen. Nobody's ever been unable to buy a candy cane when they wanted to. In fact, there's an overabundance of candy canes in my experience. And so I was shocked to see near the top of Drudge Report over the weekend, a panicked title, Candy Cane Shortage, like Christmas ruined, or some bullshit to that effect. So just wanted to once again let you know.
If I don't have a candy cane, listen, y'all, get a peppermint tea. It's honestly 6 times better. A candy cane is just sugar. I don't like the way they dissolve and they have holes in them. The texture becomes weird on your tongue. I don't think candy canes are that essential to Christmas. You get a red and white pipe cleaner, you twist it up, you can hang that on your tree. We use them for decorations. Again, they're not really food.
Way more important for aesthetic purposes. Yeah, absolutely.
Also, if there is a shortage, this $2 fee.
So I went and just did a quick search to make sure that it was still possible to get candy canes. And I came up with a holiday peppermint candy canes 24 count at Target for $2.79. So that's not a bad price. That's around 10 cents a candy cane. So it's not exactly like people are, you know, throwing things through the window to try and get it, the last remaining candy canes. And finally, just real quick check in. I wanted to congratulate you. I know that you, your brother, super producer, Justin, big Bulls fans, the Bulls beat the Lakers.
I'm sorry, we swept the Lakers this season so far. Mm-hmm. Not a win against us.
LeBron put up 31. Anthony Davis is out hurt right now, but I think you guys are missing some of your better players.
We're missing a lot of key players. I think LaVine was out. Yeah. Ayo Dosunmu was out. Matt Thomas was out. Troy Brown Jr. was out. And Alize Johnson was out. Which, I mean, all of those guys can make big plays, but specifically, obviously, the loss of Zach LaVine was troublesome. It was refining, but here comes Ball and Caruso just holding down the motherfucking, just holding the center, just keeping us tight.
Still looking like one of the guys who got exposed to radiation in Chernobyl and still being incredibly good at basketball.
Oh, man. But for both Ball and Caruso, I think when we come up against LA, like, they have a specific feeling in their gut of like, I am not going to let this team see me lose ever again. I know Ball takes it very personally. And, you know, Caruso could have stayed, but he came here for a reason. Ugh, I love
the Bulls. The Lakers wildly undervalued him, and now they're paying the price. It's just, it's a good year to have depth as one of your team's strengths, because people are constantly missing time.
DeRozan, speaking of undervalued players.
Yeah. Top heavy teams like the Lakers and the 76ers are struggling, because with the 76ers, one of their big one goes out, like Embiid did for I think a couple weeks. They basically lost everything.
Our bench goes deep, and you gotta love it too, because anytime almost anybody scores or makes an impressive play, like, the entire bench is on its feet. Like, there's just such a a like go team camaraderie that feels very appropriate for Chicago, which is still a very blue collar town. It's a beautiful thing to behold. My father is happy since none of his other sports teams are doing anything right now. It's nice to have the Bulls back.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And just a beautiful brand of basketball that the Bulls play. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to the Bulls who are trending. This wasn't just like a moment for us to compliment Joel's favorite team. They are trending because they did beat up on the Lakers over the weekend. Anyways, those are some of the things that are trending here on Monday, December 20th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other and be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine, wear a mask, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.